Today is an abundance day. May I share abundance? Today is a beautiful day. May I share beauty? Today I will be caring. Today my mind will be peaceful. We open our hearts to the day. And as we do so and look around us at our good fortune, we think on others. It's so important to really do that, deeply do that, to really review all the hardship, the suffering, the malaise, the disease, the destruction that is going on in our world right now. It is really important. And not to do it through the sensationalism of news or media or some device and some screen time, but to do it from our heart and the heart of our mind. It is really important. So that it's not filtered. It's not slanted. It's not sensationalized. It is truthful. So that then when we sing or we say to ourselves, today will be a peaceful day. Today my mind will be peaceful. We recognize how important it is, how our responsibility is implicit. Implicit. Absolutely vital to the world. And when we're in the grocery store, we will recognize with absolute surety that every single purchase we make affects an amazing number of beings, from in the soil to in the air. And every single layer and space in between. So when I looked at this image today, I noticed what some would call, the imperfections in the flowers or the obviousness of the grass seed and it's ready to drop its seed. So it's at its completion of its life, its fullness and its ripeness of its life, as are the flowers who are giving away their pollen and their nectar with the beauty of everything about this image that shows how implicit every single aspect of ourself in nature, ourself in our world, ourself in our neighborhoods, etc., is absolutely necessary that we be present. That we really think about this world and do everything, everything that is possible of body, speech, and mind that helps the world. So when action is required, action in our mind, what's in our mind? And to use antidotes and to use, change it to a mantra, change it to a prayer, change it to whatever. So we sing. We started singing a few months ago. I don't know why, it just came forward. But Like happy sounds. There's a lot of very unhappy sounds in the world. Make happy sounds. Have happy thoughts. Have grateful thoughts. Have appreciative thoughts. Have peaceful thoughts. Have space between thoughts. Because the opposite, there's lots of that going on in the world. The opposite. So we smile because we live in such good fortune. Oh my goodness. We smile, and that smile goes into the world. And we just be with that for a little while. Just smile and smile with the world. We just bring that vibration, that's all. No agenda other than to bring that vibration, bring it forward. No agenda to fix, no agenda to do anything but just smile. So that then when a silly arising happens inside us. It's just silly. It's just being human and being immature. I have them, you have them. It's just silly. We're not saints. We can smile again and just smile and not act upon it, not do some silly, further silliness, add silliness to silliness. So that we are inseparable from peace, because peace is our nature inside. Joy is our nature inside. Babies are born happy. That's the evidence. Our nature is joy. We take a long, so deep breath. And holy moly, that very fact. Oh my word, you could spend lifetimes contemplating, meditating, having realization, serious realization, not colloquial use of the word, on just the fact of breathing. Holy moly. And all the interdependence. All the interconnection, all the amount of limitless beings that have breathed, that are breathing, that make breathing even possible for me, for you. And then As a human being, as an immature human being, are we doing silly, immature things that affect all those beings? Just being silly and immature? These are the things that's so imperative to contemplate. Not because I'm a Debbie Downer this morning, not because, I woke up and everything hurts. It isn't because of that. It isn't because of that. Because I have great peace in my mind. It's because it's necessary. How can we be in this world without looking at it and participating in it with honesty? So we smile with honesty. Holy moly. We smile with honesty and take a long, slow, deep breath with honesty. This is my good fortune. Like, wow, I can breathe. I have clean air to breathe. There's not bombs and fire and death and destruction all around me. Oh my word. And for us to be brought to tears at least once a day because we are breathing in this life that we have, because not the majority of people on this planet, they don't have the life we have. We who are here, we who listen to this podcast. Holy moly. And so we sing, and let it begin with me. I am the reason all my ancestors ever existed. Wow. Now that's to stand and stand in wholeness and one's responsibility for an incarnation and for being here. Wow. Let it begin with me. Until we open, we settle and open. We open not to sensationalism. We open to honesty, to the facts. We're open to the fact that, wow, this year is hotter than last year. No one needs a weather app on the phone. No one needs a TV, screen time. Nobody needs any of that. It's hotter. And last year was hotter than the year before. That's honesty. Nobody needs screen time for that. And then, okay, so how am I participating in that? How am I part of the solution? The long-term solution to being in this world with the causes and the conditions that I personally participate in. And wonderfully, there are people that really take that to heart and do as much as they can to be part of the solution. But unfortunately, the fact is, as we really think on these things, those people who are that level of honest, that level of dutiful and responsible, they're the minority. So we do smile because we can look at it. We smile because we can actually engage with honesty in our own minds so that then we can engage with honesty inseparable from peace in our actions and our thoughts. In our words, with every breath we take, we can be honest. We can be virtuous. And so we set the intention of joy and joyful awakeness. Because it doesn't matter what somebody else is doing or saying or writing or posting. It doesn't matter. I mean, it does, but it doesn't. What matters is what are we doing, thinking, saying, posting, etc. That's what matters. Let it begin with me. So let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Love you all. Great your day.